Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Soy Fernando.
Welcome to Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 11, Going Shopping in Mexico.
In this lesson, you will learn how to buy something using Mexican Spanish.
You will learn how to ask for prices, count money, haggle, and order things in Spanish.
The conversation takes place at a market stand and is between Ashley and the stand attendant.
The conversation is between a seller and a customer, so they will be speaking formal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cuánto cuesta el aguacate?
A 60 pesos el kilo.
¿Y cuánto cuesta el limón?
A 50 el kilo.
2 kilos, por favor.
Aquí tiene.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cuánto cuesta el aguacate?
A 60 pesos el kilo.
¿Y cuánto cuesta el limón?
A 50 el kilo.
2 kilos, por favor.
Aquí tiene.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cuánto cuesta el aguacate?
Good afternoon. How much is the avocado?
A 60 pesos el kilo.
60 pesos per kilo.
¿Y cuánto cuesta el limón?
And how much is the lemon?
A 50 el kilo.
50 per kilo.
2 kilos, por favor.
2 kilos, please.
Aquí tiene.
Here you are.
Okay, so we are at the market in Mexico City.
One of those street markets that open once a week?
Exactly, the classical farmer's market.
Oh, I love those. So if you see something you're interested in buying, what do you say?
Simple. You start by asking the price.
Asking the price?
Yes. You ask, ¿cuánto cuesta? And that's it. It's just basic haggling techniques. The seller will then offer you a price.
I see. And if you don't like it, you can ask for a lower price?
Right. That's where the haggling process begins.
I imagine you can get pretty good deals doing this.
Definitely. So don't be afraid to give that a try.
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes.
The next word is
cuánto.
How much?
Cuánto. Cuánto.
Next is
costar.
To cost.
Costar. Costar.
The next word is
60.
60.
60. 60.
Next is
peso.
Peso. Mexican currency.
Peso. Peso.
The next word is
50.
50.
50. 50.
Next is
dos.
2.
Dos. Dos.
The next word is
por favor.
Please.
Por favor. Por favor.
And next is
aquí.
Here.
Aquí. Aquí.
The next word is
tener.
To have.
Tener. Tener.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we look at is por favor.
Please.
Make sure you add this phrase to the end or at the beginning of all your requests.
Is it used the same way as please in English?
Exactly in the same way. But in extremely casual conversations, it is more common to say the short version, porfa.
And to sound more formal?
Por favor, señor. Por favor, señora. Literally, it means as a favor.
After asking the price of the lemons, Ashley asked the merchant to please give her 2 kilos of lemon. What did she say?
2 kilos, por favor.
2 kilos, please. Let's repeat, everyone.
2 kilos, por favor.
So you always add this phrase, por favor, to show respect, right?
Yes. You can add it at the end or at the beginning of a sentence to underline your request.
And is that what people use in everyday life?
Yes, that's what we typically use. Our second phrase is, aquí tiene. This means, here you are, once more. Aquí tiene.
Can you explain more about it?
It is used to bring attention to the fact that I'm giving something to someone.
What is the verb here?
The verb is tener, to have. The literal translation here is you have.
Let's repeat that part of the dialogue where Ashley is asking the merchant. Repeat after Fernando. 2 kilos, please.
2 kilos, por favor.
Here you are.
Aquí tiene.
Great. Now let's move on to the grammar. So the purpose here is to learn how to ask how much something costs. What's the phrase, Fernando?
¿Cuánto cuesta? Plus the item you're asking about. ¿Cuánto means how much, and cuesta means it costs.
It's the conjugation of the verb to cost, right?
Yes. The verb to cost, or costar, is conjugated in third person to mean it costs. In other words, how much does it cost?
So please say, how much does the lemon cost?
Repeat after me. ¿Cuánto cuesta el limón?
And now, how much does the avocado cost?
Repeat. ¿Cuánto cuesta el aguacate?
Here we're using the singular forms of the nouns lemon and avocado. Now let's use the plural forms lemons and avocados.
What's important to know is that the verb changed slightly from cuesta to cuestan.
So when talking about more than one item, an N is added to the end of the verb.
Right. For example, ¿cuánto cuestan los limones?
How much are the lemons?
¿Cuánto cuestan los aguacates?
How much are the avocados? And just to finish here, Fernando, what is a typical answer to a merchant once you have agreed on the price?
You must order the product. So you say, give me a kilo, please, or whatever.
And how do you say that again?
You just need to mention the name of the product with its corresponding article. If it's lemon, unos limones. And don't forget to add please, por favor. Unos limones, por favor. Repeat after me. Unos limones, por favor.
What if you are counting by units, such as kilos?
Then you say, 2 kilos, please. 2 kilos, por favor. Or 3 kilos. 3 kilos, por favor.
Let's repeat, everyone.
2 kilos, por favor.
Okay, I think we've covered our lesson here. Don't forget to check the lesson notes to find more examples using ¿Cuánto cuesta?
See you in our next lesson, por favor.
Bye, everyone.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cuánto cuesta el aguacate?
A 60 pesos el kilo.
¿Y cuánto cuesta el limón?
A 50 el kilo.
2 kilos, por favor.
Aquí tiene.